E. Pagliacci, the players, was submitted to the same competition that Mascagni's Cavalleria subsequently won. The result might have been different, however, but for the fact that the conditions of the contest required that the opera be of one act only, whereas Pagliacci has two. Cavalleria and Pagliacci were without question the two best works submitted. They were classed together immediately, and because their combined length of performance just filled an evening, they have stuck together ever since, the Siamese twins of the operatic world. The story of E. Pagliacci, which was written by Leon Cavallo himself, is exceptionally interesting and dramatic. Canio, the master of a troupe of strolling players, passionately loves Nedda, his wife, the only actress of the little troupe. But this young and beautiful coquette, deceiving her husband, bestows her affection upon a handsome, prosperous villager, Silvio. Canio, warned of his wife's infidelity, surprises the lovers at one of their secret meetings. He has failed, however, to recognize the betrayer, who has succeeded in getting away before the enraged husband could reach him. In his fury, the wronged husband is about to stab his wife when suddenly he is interrupted and is commanded to take part in the performance that is shortly to begin on the little stage. The performance is a play within a play, whose story is, by coincidence, an exact representation of what has just taken place in real life. There, Nedda plays the part of the young coquette who is surprised by her husband at a secret meeting with her lover, while Canio plays the part of the wronged husband. The resemblance of the play to his own real situation throws Canio out of his part, and enraged at the sight of the faithless woman, he stabs her to death. The mimic tragedy thus becomes one in reality. The audience applauds, believing it at first to be fine acting. But when they perceive the fresh blood dripping from Canio's dagger, they throw themselves upon the assassin, who, fixing his eyes on his aggressors as in a stupor, ejaculates, "The comedy is finished." In the scene given on this record, Canio is left alone after just having learned of his wife's deceit, and in this aria, which is considered one of the greatest tenor solos ever written, he describes how with breaking heart he must put on his motley, paint his face, and play the fool for an applauding audience. He starts with bitter self-condemnation. "Thou art not a man. Thou art but a jester." Finally, he breaks down entirely and ends his song with a sob of passionate grief. Guido Ciccolini was born in Italy, and although he is famous for his operatic triumphs in nearly every country in the world, he is still best known and most popular with the public of his native land. Since the outbreak of war in Europe, Ciccolini has come to America. He sang here with a Boston Theater Opera Company and later created a furore in vaudeville, singing arias from the standard operas.